Hi, Travis. We have Legislator Bruno with us tonight, too.
How are you, Legislator Bruno? Oh, he's muted. Nice.
You can call me Al.
Al? How you doing, Al?
It Travis. Is no joke. That's really my name.
All right, you got it. You got it. Travis, very nice to meet you.
Hey, doing, Travis. Nice to meet you. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi. And there's Scott coming in. Recording. Hello, Scott.
Scott.
Connecting to audio. Hey, Scott.
Scott, we have one of our legislators, Al Bruno, with us tonight. Just kind of sitting in to listen to the proceedings.
That's it. I'm just learning. See how this whole process works.
I see I have a caller at 845-427-1151. Can I get your name?
Yes, my name is Patricia Doxey. I'm with the Daily Freeman.
Oh, hi, Patricia.
Oh, hi, Fawn.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hello there. We're just getting people checked in.
Because I can't see faces, I'm gonna need to know the names of people who were there, if you could.
Sure.
Hi, Patty. I'm Al Bruno, Legislator District 2. I'm in here.
Oh, hi, Al.
He's just listening in right now. We have Travis Rask, Scott Minkoff, who is our interim chairman, and Sarah DiStefano. And we're just waiting for Andy Monk. And there he is.
I'm going to mute myself now.
Okay. So, Scott, I still have you listed as the interim chairman. I thought we'd just continue these meetings. That's what you intended, right?
Well, I think there was a general sense that we would rotate.
Okay.
I'm happy to do it. It seems like rotation might be in the interest of sort of just general fairness.
So if we do that alphabetically, then it would be Sarah.
Sure.
Okay. So if you want to call the meeting to order, and then you can just open your discussion on candidates.
Sure. Do we have a motion to call the meeting to order? I'm sorry, well,
You don't need a motion to call the meeting to order. You do need to adjourn, but that's all right. You can just call it to order. That's
calling it to order.
Okay.
Not very good with parliamentary procedure. My apologies.
That's all right. That's why I can help. Now I do have the... I can share my screen, or if one of you wants to share your screen with the answers that you provided or anything like that, I can.
My suggestion, do we all have, just out of curiosity, does everybody have it up on their own computer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can make a link to it available in the chat if people want to do it. That way we don't have to cloud up the screen with it. But I'll leave that to you, sir.
I think that's a good way of going about it too.
Give me a moment.
I'm also not sure to what extent it should be, all this should be publicly available at the moment. Vaughn, do you have a sense of?
That, I guess because you're discussing individuals, you could choose to go into executive session. There's only a few reasons you can go into executive session. That could be one of them. If you all feel you want to have a real candid discussion, and you know, you could do that, and then you can decide who can stay in on that discussion. At this point, I would probably have to stay because I'm the host, and you could decide if the report, if you're going to executive session, I would assume you may have concerns about the reporter or the legislator here, but that's up to you to decide who else can stay.
I guess I'm hoping to get my fellow commissioners' thoughts on this, because on one hand, the only purpose of our meeting this week is to pick individuals. But on the other hand, I would think to have a candid conversation about these applicants, you know, we are going to get into their personal information quite a bit. And I'm not sure to what extent they submitted this information thinking that, you know, no offense to the Daily Freeman, that it might be open to something being posted in the news the next day. So I guess I'd like to hear thoughts on that.
I can agree. Like you said, we're talking about people individually. Maybe some people know someone else, some inside information or anything like that. Maybe when we get to that point, I think an executive session probably could be the best.
So someone would need to make a motion to do that, second it, and then you'd vote on it.
I suppose I would say I support this. I think one way to sort of just ensure disclosure and being public is making sure that the list of people that was the original pool is just making sure that the original pool of candidates is publicly available and known, so that people know, that have a full sense of who we crossed off when we made our decision. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Would just probably keep their contact information confidential.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, if we were to share our screen with our spreadsheet, it would have all of their contact information and even, you know, things that are public information, but not super easily accessible, like, I don't know, voter registration and things like that.
Well, it also has their addresses and phone numbers and emails in it.
Yeah.
I will tell you, on the original list, several of the emails were incorrect. That's when I sent you out the other list. I actually still had one more correction in there. And of course, three people at this point have declined. I hope you got my email today. So the list is getting shorter by the moment.
I had also been primarily focused on the folks that did respond to the questionnaire and didn't really take the time to look at those who didn't choose to respond.
I was in the same boat, Andy. I did the same as yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll suck it up and do it. I'll make a move for a motion for us to go into executive session. I think that's debatable, but I don't have strong sense on who should. I mean, I have a sense that it should just be the four commissioners so far and Fawn.
I agree. But,
yeah.
I'll second the motion for the four of us and Fawn to go into executive session.
And Sarah, you're going to call for a vote?
Call for a vote. Hey,
Daniel. Patricia, I could try to text you if they come out of executive session.
That would be excellent. And I would just like to point out, for purposes of your conversation, that the information in terms of the names, addresses, and the other information that was provided to this commission was already provided to me by the executive branch. So right. If okay. You're going into executive session to keep that private, it's already been made available to me.
Okay.
I mean, I think just generally we're trying to pick candidates candidly, and I don't know that any of us want to be I personally don't know that I want to be on the record for some of our discussion, and I don't know to what extent we should be personally. Perhaps we should be, but
it's not unusual when the legislature is doing interviews or discussing, you know, people for different appointments, that they do it in executive session. So,
okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So Al, I'm going to knock you out. And then Patricia, I'm going to knock you out too. So bye.
And Fawn, you'll text me when they come back in so that I can rejoin.
I will.
I appreciate it.
And
thank you.
Give me one moment. I suppose I could put them in the waiting room, but.
It sounds like she can rejoin if we come out of it. And I do agree that it will be easier for us to have a real candid conversation off the record about these folks. And I think there's going to be the opportunity for us to potentially give information later to Patricia about you know, who we chose and perhaps a little bit about why we chose them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's now, Fawn, does this continue to be recorded even though it's an executive session?
Actually, let me just pause the recording too. Resume recording. There we go.
All right.
So
I motion for us to adjourn.
Okay. And we had a second by Travis. All right. And we came out of executive session a couple minutes ago. So we're all set. We're adjourning at 7:56. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
All right.
Good night. See you guys tomorrow. Good night.
Take care.